Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth.
Hi, this is Tracy DeForge with today's takeaway. Wow, last week's episode on Sorry Not Sorry really got me thinking about two things. One, how far I've come with getting over the hurdle of apologizing for things that I didn't even need to apologize for. And two, how far I need to go further in actually recovering from the sorry syndrome. You know how I always say on the show that I don't recommend or offer advice or suggest any action items that I haven't tried for myself. And I had tried all of the ones on the episode, like say excuse me instead of I'm sorry, or say thank you for pointing that out instead of I'm sorry I made a mistake. So I have used all of those and they have served me very well. But as the episode brought to my forefront of my consciousness about the fact that this has been a huge issue for me, I would say all of my life, I decided to take the suggestion that I had in the show about wearing the elastic band on my wrist and popping myself every time I apologized unnecessarily just to see, hey, am I walking the walk and talking the talk? So here's the verdict. I have made incredible strides. And I think the thing that I got out of it the most was that I still wanted to compulsively apologize. There's no question. I absolutely felt like I should say I was sorry when an apology wasn't necessary. But the thing I think that was growth for me was that it went through my brain first, and then I was able to catch it before the apology came out of my mouth. One specific example of that was I was working with the freelance artist that I work with quite often, and I got back the work on the project, and I didn't get it back on time. And then when I did get it back, there were some pretty big holes in the project that had been left out. I almost typed, emailed, and said, hey, I'm sorry, but, or this looks really good, but I'm sorry, maybe I didn't communicate with you. What was the other one? I said, in my brain, thank goodness, maybe my instructions weren't clear and I should just let them know that I'm sorry if they misunderstood. Oh, yes, that was it. I was going to say, I'm sorry if you misunderstood. So gratefully, I was able to catch all of these enormously ridiculous apologies, and I was able to just succinctly and directly say, hey, thank you for the work. I needed a quick turnaround, and this looks good. However, I need 1, 2, and 3 changes made, and I'd need them as quickly as possible since we are behind the deadline. And some might say that that was too kind or too warm and fuzzy and that I probably should have just been like, hey, you were late and it's wrong and here's what I need. But that's just not my style, and I don't feel like that comes across in a way that lifts the person up even if they did make a mistake. Like, I'm not in their world, so I'm not 100% sure. Maybe they were overloaded. Maybe they overpromised and underdelivered, or maybe they just couldn't get the work done to the degree that I needed in the time that I needed it. All of those things being said, none of those were my fault. But even though they weren't my fault, I didn't feel the need to just condemn them, but instead give us both the opportunity to grow from the experience. So the Sorry Not Sorry episode, it continues to go with me throughout my day and my weeks and probably for the rest of my life. And I hope something came out of it for you. And I hope that you have found that pause button before you say I'm sorry. Thanks, and I'll see you on the next show.
Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. Visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. That's journeytothere.com.